Well, 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 19 says, we love him, and there's a reason why. Amen. Because he first loved me. Amen. Did I mention that I love him? Yeah. And we ought to mention it to everybody that we see that we love him, because he first loved us. Amen. It's a real joy to be here tonight. Thank you for coming. It's a little bit nicer tonight outside than it was last night. Man, was it ever raining last night. Rained on us all the way home. Got up this morning, still raining, but we had a good night's rest and good safe trip. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Appreciate that bottle of water there. Amen. Brother Tolly, good to have you with us. One of our young preacher boys out of a church. Did you ride that motorcycle up here tonight? My wife says she thought she saw you coming up the parking lot. You didn't get rained on anything, did you? Took you a little over an hour to get here, didn't it? Amen. You got to work tomorrow night, don't you? I think some more of the young folk are coming tomorrow night. Maybe a few of the old folk, you can't ever tell. And so Brother Tyler's got to work tomorrow night, so he come up tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank all of you for being here. Brother Bill, good to see you. Brother Bill told me, Brother Dolly used to listen to me on WMO in Reedsville. That's been probably 20 years ago, better, hadn't it? But God is so good to us, and that was a good broadcast. The Lord blessed us to stay on that station for about 12 years, and then they changed the format and went country and whatever other stuff that was. And some of this stuff, you can't tell what it is, can you? Amen. Some of this old contemporary stuff, I'd rather hear a beagle dog run a rabbit any day, hadn't y'all? Amen. But God is good to us. Everybody ever got your Bibles? Thank all of you for coming. Amen. Our friends here on the front row and this front row and all of you back here. Hope I don't have any enemies here. If I do, well, that's okay. Jesus had a bunch of them, didn't he? But it's been good, Brother James. Been good every night. Last night, I think we had 18 people or something like that. I believe you counted about 18. And I told them last night that I don't care if we'd had 500 or 1,000, there would have been no way that I could have had any better liberty to preach or enjoyed preaching any better than I did last night. I'm telling you, I just didn't want to quit, praise God, but after about an hour, I figured it's about time to close out, say amen. How many of you are physically able to stand? If you will, I want you to stand. And if you're not physically able, then you don't have to worry about that. But if you're able, we'll get you to stand. And turn to the last book in your Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter number 21. Revelation chapter number 21, verse 1, down through verse number 8. And then we'll go to chapter 22 and read just a few verses there. Revelation chapter number 21, it talks about new things, seven new things. And the word seven means completion. The seven new things talks about the new heaven and the new earth. Well, I'm glad I got right with God in this generation, in this heaven. And I'm glad, praise God, because that I got right with the Lord and I'm saved, I'm going to be in the new heaven. And have a new heaven and a new earth and a new body. Now, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to get born again. Yes, sir. But John said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Look at the new people. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Verse number 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. The Bible said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now look, if you will, the people that die lost, undone without God, according to the Bible, they go to a place called hell. Now I want you to notice who your next door neighbors will be if you die lost, undone without God. In verse number 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now notice, if you will, please, in chapter number 22 and in verse number 11. The Bible said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He's talking about those that's never been saved. The unjust are those that's never accepted Christ. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And the Bible says, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Now let's read that one more time. I want you to get it. Verse 11. He that is unjust doeth unrighteously. Now you can be just by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible talks about the just and the unjust. And if you are saved, then you're in the just family. You have been washed in the blood of the Lamb of the Son of God. But he said here, he that is unjust, let him be unjust. If you die unjust, you're going to remain unjust in all eternity. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Now, I want you to notice what the Bible says here in verse number 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Notice in verse number 7, the word quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Look at verse number 20. You find the word quickly is used again. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's pray. My Father, I thank you for the good day. I thank you for the blessings. I thank you for health and strength. And I thank you for protecting us on the highway to come to the house of God tonight. Lord, we want to thank you for every individual that's in the church tonight. I pray for the pastor and his family. Your will be done to their heart and their life in this church. Give them many souls for their labor. I pray for everyone that's here tonight that you would encourage them and strengthen them. And truly, Lord, revive us again. And that person that's nearest hell, lost, undone without God, I pray you'd save them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to notice, if you will, please, in verse number, chapter 21 and verse number 8 again. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All of these people that's named here in verse number 8. Now I want to read again. I've read it twice, but I want to read it one more time in chapter 22 and verse number 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Now, he's talking about people that die in this condition. Now, I'm going to tell you, everybody that is mentioned in verse number 8, and those that are mentioned in chapter number 22 in verse number 11 can be saved. If they would only come to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, how do you know that? I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and I'll prove what I just said. The Bible says in Paul was talking to the church at Corinth, and he said in chapter number 6 of 1 Corinthians and verse number 7 or verse number 9, he said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't you know that? Don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Now, if you're saved, you're no longer unrighteous. If you're saved, God made you righteous when you got saved.
Amen.
When you got saved, God imputed the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside of you. And the word imputation means to put within. I'm glad when you got saved and when I got saved, God imputed and put the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside of us. Because Isaiah 64 says that all of our righteousness is filthy rags. You can't go to heaven on your righteousness, and I'm not going to heaven on my righteousness. We're going to heaven on the righteousness of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't care how good or moral person that you might be. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Miss the mark, my friend. Yes, sir. But now notice what Paul said. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But verse number 9 and verse number 10 tells us who is not going to heaven. It's self-explanatory right there. Now, wait a minute. I'm glad it doesn't stop there. I'm glad, praise God, for verse number 11. Now, you look at it. And he said, and such were some of you. Such were some of you. I mean, you're not like that now. He said, such were some of you. He said, not all of you were guilty of these things, but some of you were. Now, thank God we wasn't guilty of all of these sins that's mentioned in verse 9 and verse number 10, but we were still sinners. David said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me, in Psalm 51 and verse number 5. But he said, but such were some of you. You're not like that now. Because you've been saved. Now watch this. Watch this, young folk and middle-aged people and elderly people and the rest of us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 17, the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. Amen. And such were some of you. Hallelujah. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And Jesus comes and came to save us from our sins. In Matthew 1:21, we've been saved from our sins, separated from our sins, separated unto the Lord Jesus Christ when we got saved. That's shouting ground, Brother James. Now, wait a minute. Such were some of you, but ye are washed. Washed. And that's not talking about the water in the baptistry. That's not talking about the water in the river. That's not talking about the water in the pond. That's talking about being washed in the blood of the Son of God, the darling Son of God, that's pure and holy and just and righteous. Hallelujah. Thank God, our wonderful Savior, the blood was shed, not spilled, but shed on the cross of Calvary for our dirty, rotten sin. Woo! I've been washed in the precious blood. All right. You say you're getting loud. Loud don't bother you down at the ball game, does it? Probably wear earplugs at the ball games. Amen. Huh? But he said, but ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now, you say, I want to give you another verse that's got that word washed in it. So you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is the blood that cleanses us from all sin. One of my favorite verses of scripture found in the Bible is Revelation 1, verse number 5. Write her down, friend. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us. Woo! I've been loved. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Died for us, Brother Donald. Died for us. Died for us. Watch this. He loved us and washed us. Man, what a washing. Woo! Praise God, what a cleansing. Washed us from our sins in his own blood. Not somebody else's, but his own blood. I'll tell you whose blood it was that was shed at Calvary. The blood of God. Because Jesus was very God in the flesh. Amen. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Yeah. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yeah. John 1, 14. Now, I got to give you another verse, because some of you are looking at me kind of funny. When I said that, and that's all right, you look at me any way you want to. Jeremiah said, be not afraid of their faces, for I'm with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Amen. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Now, verse 5. Now look at Acts 20 and verse number 28. I'm going to show you it's God's blood. Amen. Jesus was God. No cult in America believes that. I said no cult in America believes that Jesus was very God in the flesh. In Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 28, Paul had been at Ephesus for 3 years. He's getting ready to move out. He said, some of you won't never see my face again. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from a man's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. Praise God, I was guilty, but God took my place, and God took your place on the cross of Calvary. Now we've been set free. Hallelujah. What out a blessing from God. I sure am glad that somebody told me about Jesus. Well, if sinners can get saved, and they can get saved, but somebody's got to tell them if they can get saved. I told you this Monday night, I never knew how to be saved until I was 23 years old. I lived in the bulk of the Bible Belt in Surrey County and Stokes County all of my life. Up until I was 23 years old and somebody told me about Jesus, they told me on the job where I went to work at an Arch Aluminum Company in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And there was about three or four Christians there that really had a burden for my soul and wanted to see me get saved, Brother Billy, by the grace of God. No way you can get saved by the grace of God. I said, you mean to tell me that God would save an old sinner like me? Amen. Tears running down the face. They said, he sure will. Yeah. Woo! Now I found out he sure will. Yes, I found out he sure enough did. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God a little bit more. Now wait a minute. Do you believe God has saved sinners? Raise your hand. Well, if you're saved, you've got to believe that God saves sinners, because he saved you and you were a sinner. And if he saved you and he saved me, he'd save anybody. Amen. Paul said this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. I'm glad I've been saved. Amen. Sure I'm glad I've been saved. Somebody introduced me to Jesus Christ. Somebody told me that Jesus would save me. Now, if we believe that Jesus will save all sinners, we got to tell them that he will. The word go is mentioned in your Bible over 1,300 times. And the most of those references has to do with evangelizing, going in the highways and going in the hedges and compelling people to come in God's house and tell them that Jesus loves them and wants to save them. My wife and I, well, she had two doctor's appointments today, one in Winston-Salem and one in Reedsville. And she said, I know you're tired. You don't have to go. She said, I'm just going for a checkup in Winston-Salem. I said, I know I don't have to, but I'm going with you. Amen. And I'm going to drive because you would go with me. Amen. All I needed last night was just a few hours of sleep and a good hot shower this morning and a piece of toast and a spoonful of honey, and I was ready to go. Got prayed up, hallelujah, read my Bible this morning early, studied this morning early. I said, I'm going. Let's go. Went to the doctor. On the way to the Winston-Salem, we stopped at the garbage dump. And we had two bags of garbage. And I said, hey, there's a man there that I don't know his name. I see him going up and down the road a whole lot by the house, but I said, he's working here today. I said, we got time. I got time to give him a gospel tract and speak to him about being saved. Yep, said, don't take too long. Say amen. She knows how long-winded most preachers are. Say amen. And so I walked over there. I said, hey, man, how you doing? I'm doing fine. Talked to him. I said, you go to church in the morning? He said, no. My brother and sister go right up here to this church. I mean, my brother and his wife goes right up here to this church. I said, you don't go to church anymore? I said, no. I said, have you ever been born again? He said, I don't even know whether I've been born the first time or not. I said, yes, sir. Believe me, sir, you have been born the first time. You're here, aren't you? A man in his 60s, no doubt, never had been saved. I left him two gospel tracts. I left him one, God's Simple Plan of Salvation. I left him another one, Have You Heard the Truth? I said, sir, God wants you saved. God wants you to know that he loves you, and he suffered and bled and died. He gave his only begotten son, my friend, to die on the cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood, that whosoever will can call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved by the grace of God. Sir, you read those gospel tracts. There was nobody there but just him, the little building by
myself. I said, it's raining. I said, you're not going to be outside. Sit there and read these gospel tracts. And if God speaks to your heart, call on the Lord and ask him to save you. For the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Yeah. Romans 10:13. He said, thank you. And I left and I said, seek him, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Seek him, Holy Ghost. Look up here at me just a moment. Everybody, is there anybody in this building you're not 100% sure you're saved? I believe if you're saved, you can be 100% sure that you're saved by the grace of God. Well, I'm going to hurry now. That's something I ain't hardly ever done in my life. But I believe that God will save sinners. And you believe that God will save sinners. And so here's what we need to go and tell the sinner. I believe there's three things we need to go, Brother James, and tell the sinner. There is hope for you. Woo! Praise God, I found out there was hope for me. Aren't you glad, preacher brethren, you found out there was hope? There was a way to escape hell? Aren't you glad there was a way, my friend, that your sins could be forgiven and washed away? Hallelujah! The best thing ever happened to me was when I got saved by God's amazing grace. The best thing ever happened to me. I mean, the best thing ever happened to you was when you got saved by God's amazing grace. Tell them there's hope for them. And I found out that Jesus Christ is the blessed hope. I want you to turn, I could quote it, but I want you to turn to Titus 2, verse 11. Down through verse number 15. Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm feeling better all over than anywhere else, praise God. Amen. I don't think you can beat that, can you? Look what Paul said in the book of Titus chapter 2. Write it down, look at it. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. For God so loved the world, humanity and mankind, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Or whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. Boy, isn't that good? Thank God for his grace. For by grace are you saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. Woo! Not a blessing from God. Yeah, you're talking about this young lady got up and sung tonight, talking about it's good to see young people serving God. You better believe it's good to see young people serving God. What's the Bible said in Psalm 119, verse number 9? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. What did it say in verse number 11? Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's not only good to see young people serving God, it's good to see anybody serving God. I don't care how young you are, how old you are, how educated, how uneducated, how rich, how poor, how big, how little. It's good to see anybody serving the Lord. And we're either serving the Lord or serving the devil. I got tired of serving the devil. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, for there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's what Jesus said about the devil in John 8:44. He called him a liar, and I'm going to keep on calling him a sorry liar. Because he is a liar. I said he's a liar, the father of it. Jesus said it, and it's all right if we say it.
Amen.
Woo! Feeling good again. Amen. Voice is getting stronger every night. Feeling better every night. Amen. Just a few more nights, and I think all this old, all that stuff's going to be gone. Amen. Look here. Now, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Now, look what the grace of God does when he saves you. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Somebody said, I'm going to wait till I get to heaven before I live for the Lord. Well, if you don't live for him down here, that's evidence you ain't going to heaven.
Amen.
Am I right? Amen. That's evidence you like a spiritual, something wrong with you spiritually.
Right.
I told a man that witnessed me, I said, Brother Bill, I said, if I could live a Christian life like you live, I would give my heart to Jesus. He said, you can. I said, how? And he quoted Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He said, when you get saved, the live right gets on the inside. He said, when you get saved, the live rider comes on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Takes his abode up on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Amen. And makes a new creature out of you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Sure does. Watch this. You find salvation in verse 11. You find separation in verse number 12. And then you find the second coming of Jesus, our blessed hope, in verse number 13.
Yep.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So, you find salvation in verse 11. You find separation in verse number 12. You find the second coming of Jesus in verse number 13. And verse number 14. And verse number 15 tells us that we are to speak of his salvation. We are to speak and preach of separation. We are to speak and to teach, my friend, his second coming.
Amen.
Look what he said. I can't hardly wait to tell you. Verse number 15. These things speak. Open up your mouth and speak. And exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. What about that? Has somebody spoke to me, ladies and gentlemen, about Jesus before I was 23 years old to tell me that Christ loved me and saved me? I believe I'd have got saved before I ever reached the age of 10 years old. You see, my mom and daddy went to a primitive Baptist church. Well, my mama told me that she knew that she was saved. But most primitive Baptists will not tell you that you can know that you are saved. I've had preachers to tell me that the only way that you'll ever know that you're saved is when you die. I said, that ain't in the Bible. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Yeah.
And James and John said in 1 John 5:13 that you can know that you're saved.
Yeah.
And if you read all five chapters in 1 John, you'll find the word know, known, and knoweth is used about 23 times in those five chapters, praise God. Don't tell me you can't know it. I believe you can know it, and I do know it, and you can know it, and when you know it, you will show it. That rhymed, didn't it? Oh, what a Savior. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, if there was no such a thing as the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then we'd be still in our sins. And we'd be false witnesses. But he said, we have hope in this life, and we have hope in the life to come. In 1 Corinthians 15:19, Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ Jesus, we are of all men most miserable. Do I look like I'm miserable? I have preached to people who look like they was miserable before. Y'all have too, haven't you? I'm not miserable. Amen. I preached last night on how to be happy. When the world disappoints you, what you going to do about it? Number one, you're going to be happy. And I ain't going to preach it again tonight. I ain't got time. What are we going to tell that sinner, brother? Brother preacher man, Brother Donald. Started to call you Ronald. Brother Donald. What are we going to tell them? There's hope for them. Amen. What else are we going to tell them? We're going to tell them there's help for them. Amen. Boy, I'm glad there's help. Amen. I'm glad I found out there was hope for me. I'm glad I found out there was help for me. I could not help myself to be saved. And you cannot help yourself to be saved. The help is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The saving is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the keeping is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I could not help myself to be saved. And I cannot help myself to keep me saved. I'm kept by the power of God. According to 1 Peter 1 verse number 5. I'm guarded. There's the angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. Amen. God's good. Tell them there's hope for them. I found out there was hope for me through the Bible. Somebody told me. I found out there was help for me. That's been 44 years ago, man. I was a young man. I mean, I didn't have a gray hair in my head. And I had a whole lot more hair than I got now. I praise God for what I got. Yeah, I might have said this Monday night, if I did, it's worth saying again. My hair was as black as a crow. I'm not talking about an old crow. I'm talking about a young crow. I mean, it was so thick, my barber said, I can't hardly pull a comb through your hair. It's so thick. Our second son was sitting in my lap one day, and he was, I guess, about 5 or 6 years old, something like that, or 7. He said, Dad. He said, I can see a long ways up there. I said, you talk too much, son. Say, amen. Are you listening? And now he's got a son that's 10 years old. He can see even further than his father did. Say, amen. You listen to what I'm saying? But, oh, it don't seem like it's possible that I've been saved for 44 years. It seemed like just a week or two ago, I walked that aisle and got saved by the grace of God, June the 28th, 1970. Accepted Christ as my Savior. It's still good to be saved. I'm glad there's still hope. Don't you give up on them loved ones. You precious mothers, don't you give up on those children. You precious fathers, don't you give up on those children. Don't you give up on those grandchildren. No, don't you do it. Amen. I told you I come from a large family. I've got 11 brothers and 2 sisters. I told you this one night, too. But when you get 68, you can repeat yourself all you want to. That's right. That's one of the privileges of being older, getting older. You can just repeat and people understand. But we've been praying for our brothers and the 2 sisters, and all of them made professions of faith. One of them made a profession, but he don't have any fruit that he's ever been saved. We're still praying for. One of my older brothers, he was 70 years old. He would have been 71 this past August, and he died in July, didn't he? June, died in June.
He'd been going, I got a brother that pastored for about 40 years, and he had to retire about 2 or 3 years ago because of COPD and on oxygen 24/7. He couldn't hold out to preach. He's 79 this year. And so we had to retire, but he went to my brother's church. He lived on up above us, probably over about an hour from where I lived, and he lived over right next to my brother's church. So we went there for 3 years. 3 years. But he never did give his heart to Jesus until 3 weeks before he died, and he got saved. He accepted Christ as his personal Savior, lived for 3 weeks, and started telling people to come by the hospital. He said, I got saved. Why did I wait so long? I wish I'd have done it years ago. Brother, we've given him gospel tracts. We've given him CDs, and we've given him cassette tape players and witnessed to him and preached to him, but he didn't get saved until it was 3 years, I mean just 3 weeks before that he died. He gave his heart to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, what was I going before I said all that? I was talking about telling your loved ones and not giving up on your precious loved ones. So I've been saved for 44 years plus, and I witnessed to my brother and prayed for him for 44 years before he ever got saved. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stop praying for them. Don't stop witnessing. Tell them there's hope for them and tell them there's help for them. I want to give you just a couple of verses of scripture, and then I've got to hurry. I don't want to keep you all night. I promise you I won't. Hebrews, not Hebrews, but Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, God himself said that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. God is my helper. And God is your helper. Turn back to Hebrews, just chapter number 7, please. Verse number 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us. Here's our high priest. His name is Jesus, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity or sins. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. And that word consecrated there means perfected. Jesus is the perfect Son of God. And if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to receive him as your personal Savior. I found out there was hope for me. I found out there was help for me in Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't quit praying for that loved one. Yeah. We got focused, saved. We prayed for him for 10 years, some 15 years, some 20, some 30, and my brother for 44. We prayed for one brother for 20 years. And one Sunday night, about 9:10, he called me. And he started going with his wife to the church. And that night, Brother James, when he called me, there's something different about his voice, about the tone in his voice. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. I said, how you doing? He said, doing good. I went to church tonight. I said, praise God. He said, something happened too. I said, I knew what he said. I knew what he was getting ready to say. I said, what happened? He said, the Holy Ghost come through this place. I said, really? That's wonderful. What else happened? He said, I got saved by the grace of God. Woo! I said, hold my baby while I shout. I didn't even have a baby. A friend of mine, we prayed for him probably for 25 years. He used to be the king of Highway 268 east of Pilot Mountain. he would drive. I mean, he could have made a good race car driver. Good race car driver. He used to come pick me up. I couldn't afford no car. 16 years old, 17 years old. He used to come pick me up. We'd go riding around together. He called me one night. His wife called me and said, Junior's got something he'd like to tell you. I said, well, put him on the phone. I said, what? I said, tell me what happened. His name was Junior. He said, tell me what happened. He said, accepted Christ as my Savior that day on Sunday. Ain't that a blessing from God? Oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by. Are you saved, sir? Are you saved, ma'am? I didn't ask you if you think so, hope so, maybe so, feel so. I want to know, do you know so? God gives no soul salvation. One more thing. God gave me this bright and early this morning. Woo! Amen. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go tell it that Jesus said to the sinner, there's hope for the sinner, there's help for the sinner, and tell that sinner there is a heaven waiting for him. If he gets saved by the good grace of God, he's got a much better place to go. Woo! Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
S-M-A-R-T. What does that say? Smart, right? Smart, purified water. That's what it says, and it's smart. You'd be smart, you'd be real smart tonight if you're not sure you're saved. Come and let the Lord save you. You want to see that new heaven? You want to see that new earth? You want to have that glorified body? And I'm going to tell you, my friend, you got a heaven to gain if you get saved. And a hell to shun if you get saved. Because just as sure as there's a place called heaven, and there is, there's a place called hell, and there is. And if you don't get saved by the grace of God, friend, you're going to spend eternity in a place called hell. I know that's straight. I know that's plain. I know it's blunt. But that's what the Bible says, and we better believe what the Bible says. Heaven. Philippians, let me turn there quickly. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through verse number 24. Watch this. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Boy, it's a blessing, isn't it?
Amen.
But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I walk not. For I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. He said to die and go to heaven is gain. To die and go to heaven is far better. He said, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Hey, listen, folks. Why did God leave us down here when he saved us? If heaven is a place of gain, if heaven is a much better place, why did God leave us down here? He left us down here to tell somebody else how good it was to be here. He left us down here to be a witness for him. Yes, sir. I'm so glad that I know where I'm going when I die. Now, let me give you this. Revelation 22, you find the word quickly is used three times in this chapter. Look what he said. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse number 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Verse number 20. He which testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. John said, I'm ready for you.
Amen.
He was on the Isle of Patmos for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
God gave him the book of Revelation on the Isle of Patmos. God knew where he needed John. And I don't care where John was, the Lord was with him. Say amen. And God needs you. I don't care how old you are. God needs you to tell somebody else. Come quickly. Amen. Even so, Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. This morning, I looked up in my Bible dictionary the word quickly. It's in the book of Revelation seven times. The seven, number seven means completion, complete. Now, you'll find that this word quickly has a lot to do with the judgment of the Lord God Almighty in the book of Revelation. And then it has to do with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Before the revelation, before the 7-year tribulation takes place, we're going to be snatched out of here. We're going to be with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Three times in chapter number 22. Verse 7, verse 12, verse 20. It means without delay. The word quickly means without delay. The Lord's not going to delay his coming. You hear a lot of folks say, well, the Lord willing, and if the Lord don't delay his coming, we'll be back tomorrow night. Ain't nobody said it around here. I've said that several times. But it says he's coming without delay. And that word also means soon. Soon. He's soon coming. And I looked up, it also means by surprise. A lot of folk are going to be surprised when Jesus comes. Am I right? You and I, it should not surprise you and I that are saved, because we're supposed to be listening for the sound of the trumpet and the sound of the shout. Amen. It shouldn't be a surprise. Be a blessing to come tonight.
Amen.
That's what it means. Look it up in your Bible dictionary. That's what it means. Quickly. It means suddenly. It means readily. It means lightly. Well, I said, praise God, ain't that a blessing? And then I wrote down three words and put a question mark at the end of it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Be ye also ready.
Yeah.
For in such hours you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44.
Amen.
He's coming.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 15 says he's coming back.
Yeah.
In the rapture, he's coming back. In a twinkling of an eye. In 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptibly, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. That's it. Didn't get up 4 o'clock this morning. I got up a little after 5.
Yes.
Got in that book for about an hour and a half. Boy, I tell you, that's a blessing from God, isn't it?
Amen.
And I'm through preaching it. If we believe that God still saves sinners and we do, we're going to have to tell them those three things.
Yes.
We're going to have to tell them that there's hope for them. We're going to have to tell them that there's help for them. We're going to have to tell them that there is a heaven that they can. There's a heaven that they can gain. Now look at me. Everybody look at me just a minute. You know that old song? Lord, oh Lord, I want to go to heaven. Hell is an awful, awful place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole, Lord.
I want to go to heaven. Hell is an awful, awful place. Do you want to go to heaven when you die? Young people, look up at me just for a moment. All of you young people, look here. I'm asking you something. I know I'm not much to look at, but look at me just for a moment. Are you ready to go to heaven? Are you ready to go to heaven? Let's stand to our feet. Pianist is coming. Song leader's coming. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody's looking on, not going to embarrass anybody. But I wonder tonight, the devil doesn't want you to get saved. The devil will tell you to put it off until he knows you put it off too late. And it'll be too late if you die lost without God. How many would say, preacher, with our heads bowed and eyes closed and nobody looking on, preacher, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm not thinking so, maybe so, guessing so, preacher, I know so. I know tonight that I am saved. Would you raise your hand? Raise it real high if you know it. If you don't know it, don't raise it, but raise it if you know it. Okay. Take your hand down. Nobody's looking on. How many say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand tonight because I'm not saved. God knows I'm not saved, preacher. I'm lost as a ball in high weeds, preacher. I want you to pray for me that God has saved my soul. Would you raise your hand? Say, pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. Ma'am, we're going to pray for you. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't you want God to save you tonight, ma'am? Why don't you come? Come on right now. We'll have one of the ladies to pray with you, and they'll lead you to the Lord. Come on, let the Lord save you now. Come on, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come right now and ask the Lord to save you. If you'll come, I'll have my wife to bring her Bible, and she'll meet you right here, and she'll pray with you, and you can ask God to save you. Come on right now, let the Lord save you. Well, get your Bible and come. This young lady right over here, you bow right here, young lady. You call on the name of the Lord and ask God to save you. Just bow down right there. Renelda, come and show her the Romans road, if you will, please. My wife will show you the Bible right there, young lady. You can give your heart to Jesus. You can ask him to have mercy upon you and save your soul. Is there one more? Say, preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. I want you to pray for me. Would you raise your hand right now? Would you do it? Would you raise your hand? God bless you, sir. You're not sure that you're saved? Why don't you come right now? Come on. Come on, preacher. Here comes a man that wants to get right. He wants to make sure he's saved. Brother Donald, would you pray with him right over here? Pray with him if you will. If you will, please come pray with him. Is there one more? Preacher, I want to know for sure that I'm saved. Brother James, come over here with him and help him if you will, please, and pray. Bring your Bible, you and Donald, and just pray with this man. Is there anybody else, preacher? I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm saved, preacher. I'm not sure I'm saved. I want to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I'm ready to meet God. Would you raise your hand right now? Anybody else? Anybody else right now? Preacher, I'm not sure. Pray for me. I don't want to go to hell when I die. I want to go to heaven. Would you raise your hand right now? Is there one? Have me say, preacher, I'm in the building tonight. There's some things in my life that's not pleasing in God's sight, and I want you to pray for me. Would you raise your hand? You've been saved, but there's some things not right. Would you raise your hand right now? God bless you, young lady. Come on up here right now and get it right. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Would you come right now? Young lady, come on right now. Come on, look this way just for a moment, young lady. Come on up here. Come on, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Come on. We're not going to embarrass you. We'll have one of the ladies to pray with you. Come on right now. Come on, don't wait till tomorrow night. Don't wait till Sunday morning. It might be too late. Might be too late. Might be too late. Maybe there's things in your heart that's not right. Come on right now. Let the Lord help you. Come on. How many is in the building tonight? You say, preacher, I'm in the building tonight. And I know I'm saved, but I got a loved one that's lost and on the road to hell, and I want you to pray for him. Would you raise your hand right now, all over the building, all over the building? Listen, why don't you come right now and pray for them? Every one of you that raised your hand said, I got a loved one lost without God. Use this altar. That's what it's up here for. Come on right now. Come on right now. That's right. Fill it up. That's right, young lady. Come on. Come on. Fill it up tonight. Come on. All of them. Look at them coming over here on my right. Now on my left. Come on. That's right. That's right. One, two. Three, come on, my friend. You're mine. God, tonight, revival could break out around this place, Brother Donald. Oh, listen. Listen, this young lady's come tonight to be saved. And, oh, yes, young lady, did you call on God tonight? Did you ask God to save you? Come here, let me shake your hand. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you. Thank you that this young lady called upon the name of the Lord and asked you, Lord, to have mercy upon her and ask you, Lord, to come into her heart and to save her soul. God, help her to live for you each day of her life, Lord. Help her to live for you. Help her to get in church and stay in church and read her Bible and pray and stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll thank you and love you and praise you for what you're going to do for this young lady. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Did you get her name? Okay. Amen. That is good. That's wonderful. How old are you? 11 years old. That's how old our oldest grandson is. 11. He'll be 12. Amen. Isn't that pretty precious little girl right there? Young lady, we're going to be praying for you, okay? God bless your heart. Hallelujah. Go back and hurt somebody's neck and tell them that you love them and you accepted Christ as your Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Boy, God's good, ain't it? Go ahead and sing something, whatever you want to sing, Billy. What is it, Brother Billy, Sister Teresa?
246.
Hey, there's a lot of folk up here. A lot of folk up here praying for their loved ones. Brother James, I believe she's out of your church. Is that right? Community? Hug, just shake her hand there and let her know. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
11 years old, Brother Bill. Boy, I wish I'd have got saved when I was 11. Brother Tyler, if I'd have got saved when I was 11, my teenage years would have been different, friend. Hallelujah. They'd have been different. They'd have been different, brother. They'd have been different if I'd have got saved when I was 11. Sing, what of you? What is the name of that?
Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and Tenderly. Sing it, if you will.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Amen, Brother James. Hallelujah. Thank God. Shout it out. They're shouting up in glory, friend. You better believe they're shouting in glory. Sir, did you get everything right tonight? Hallelujah. You for me. Come on home, sinner. Come home. Weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. One more verse while they're praying. And then we'll turn it back to Brother Dawson.
We tarry when Jesus is
calling. I love it. I love you, brother.
God bless
you. God good. Hey! Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mercies
for you and for me. Listen now. Come home. Come on home, praise God. That's what that prodigal son did. He went home. Got tired of the hog pen, didn't he? Listen, I want you to pray. How many of you will pray for the service tomorrow night? How many of you will try to get somebody here lost tomorrow night? Would you do that, or backslider? Get anybody you can to come here tomorrow night and pray that sinners will get saved and God will stir us and revive us again. God bless you, Brother Donald. I'm through.